the mic. Abdullah. Everyone is selfish. So everyone's Hobbs a bad was person. Right. Everyone is nasty, brutish, and short. Did you just move the mic again after I banned you?
Oh, no, I forgot. Sorry, I have short term memory loss.
And have you ever lied?
I don't lie, you know. Fix all your faces. You're seeking attention. You want to break my mic.
It was an accident, my bad.
Why didn't you do sociology at uni?
I love money more.
I feel like I don't break my mic.
No.
All of this in the atmosphere, in the stratosphere, like, it's not a wall, Abdullah.
I'm a big guy, like.
Is that why you, can you sit like a person, please? Hey, guys. Hi, all. How does one greet? Hi guys, welcome to this episode of The Things You Can't Touch, a philosophy podcast where we touch on the deeper things of life. Today, the guest I have with me is Abdullah.
Hello.
Abdullah is, in fact, a YouTuber as well, guys. Go check out his YouTube channel. I'm going to add that in, whatever. I'm going to add in his socials and things of that nature. So, Abdullah, you can absolutely introduce yourself. Let them know.
Yeah, so I have a podcast called The Second Generation Podcast where we talk as young black Muslims in the UK, talk about our experience and other things.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
But today, what you're going to be doing is absolutely talking about philosophy. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what question I'm about to ask you.
No, I don't.
Are you ready for the question?
I think so.
Let's hope so. So the question I have for you is, what is good and what is bad?
Deep.
You can approach the question however you want. Like, you can take it from whichever angle makes you happy.
I mean, there's different standpoints in it. There's religious, there's social.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's take social. Cool. Me, as I studied A-level sociology, I know about social constructions.
Men and humanities.
Social constructions.
Mm.
So, like, people in society construct what is good and what is bad.
Yeah.
And that constructs people's moral compasses.
Okay. So, what people construct becomes morality. So, to you, the morality of what is good and what is bad comes after people say what it is, and it's not there before they say it.
It is back in the day, if you're going all the way back. It is based off religious texts.
Okay, so to you, morality is based on religious belief?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But there are some people who don't believe in God, some people that don't follow religion, like humanists, atheists, who also believe that it's bad to kill.
First.
So it's like...
Yeah, I think they just go by the law. What do you think the law is?
So
like the law created by people back in the day who were religious, or let's say they weren't. They create laws in which they think is best for society to live.
So good and bad to you is about the law?
It's about the legal aspect? Yeah, I'll give that to you.
Because sometimes the law doesn't coincide with religion.
It doesn't.
So what is good and bad? Is good and bad the law? Is good and bad morality? Is good and bad what people say it is in society?
I feel like it encompasses everything.
Okay.
Like, okay.
So good and bad is subjective depending on which one you want to choose.
It is very subjective.
Good and bad is subjective.
Good and bad is very subjective.
Abdullah, me and you are going to argue.
We.
No. That's fine.
Okay, wait.
We can't.
There's some things that are objectively bad. Murder, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Certain things. Okay, let's try to think of something.
Because good and bad doesn't always have to be morality. Good and bad can be like opinions. Like, I think this jumper's good.
But that's subjective.
Huh? Exactly.
But you saying that there's
something. But when it comes to morality, morality,
you think is just subjective?
I personally think morality is objective.
In what sense?
You've come and questioned me. Sometimes, you know, when I bring people on and like they start asking you questions back, I'm just like, rah. In what sense is morality objective?
Yeah.
I believe there's like an objective answer to everything. I feel like there's a right answer to everything because it's like,
there's no gray areas, sorry.
No.
None.
But I just feel like humans are not going to know until the end, like until we die.
What about like self-defense, to kill someone in self-defense?
If you were to kill someone in self-defense,
killing
someone is still wrong.
Yeah, it is.
Like, objectively, killing someone is wrong.
Let's say it's your life over their life. If you were to kill them, if you don't kill them, they're killing you.
It's wrong to kill. Don't kill them. But I would understand why someone would choose their life over someone else.
And would you judge that person as a bad person?
I don't feel like I'm in any position to judge anyone for anything.
Would you dub them as a... Not... Okay, it's the same as judging.
Would I say...
Would you say that they're a bad person?
Because I wouldn't say they're a bad person. I'll say they committed a bad action.
So there's... What else is there to do, though? So they can die a good person.
That's another question. That's another question. What's so bad about doing bad things? Just because it's a bad thing, like... Does that make you bad?
It really is true. It really depends on how it makes you feel. Like, if I was to do a bad action today, who's going to tell me I did a bad action, especially if it's in private, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really going to weigh down on me? I mean, exactly. In the religious aspect, of course it will.
Oh, I like the fact that you said that, especially if it's in private. So it's like, does good and bad depend on who knows what you did or whether you did it or not?
But some things you do and you know it's bad. Yeah. Like, and it, you know.
Steal chocolate or steal the meat in the pot. That's something that you do that you know is bad, but like, that's another thing. Like, is goodness and badness on a spectrum? Is there a spectrum of good and bad? Like, or is there objectively one good and objectively one bad? Does that make sense?
Mm. So you're saying, is there objectively one good and objectively
Because it's like, bad? I think what I'm trying to say is killing your mom,
mm-hmm.
God forbid,
God
forbid, is like. No, why would I say that? It's killing... It's literally Mother's Day tomorrow. It's killing someone the same thing as stealing meat from the pot.
Of course there's a spectrum.
Because they're both bad.
Yeah.
So are they the same type of bad or is it like a spectrum?
I mean, this is where I feel like morality comes into play because I feel like taking one's life is way more harmful than stealing chicken, you know?
Why?
Because taking another person's life, you're stopping another person from... You know, living their life, you know, producing, you know, adding to the world, making people happy, making people smile, saving lives, stealing chicken from the pot, your siblings, you know?
Yeah, but like, gonna suffer. It's going to make them suffer because they wanted the chicken in the pot.
So, I was going to ask you, would you kill your mom?
Like, let's go as wild as possible.
Would you kill your mom?
No, I wouldn't. Why did you ask me that?
Cool. Would you steal chicken from the pot?
No, because stealing is bad.
Okay, which one would you choose?
I'll ask.
Out of the two, which one would you choose?
Do I have to choose one?
Yes. This is would you rather, right?
Oh, if I choose, okay, would I rather? We're playing would you rather.
Yeah, would you rather? Would you rather? Because it is subjective.
Oh. Why did I act as if I was thinking about it? The answer is
That in itself is worrying. No, you have to think.
I feel like I zoned out. I'll take the meat from the pot still.
Why?
Why would I pick that over?
Yeah. Is it not the reasons that I stated?
Not necessarily. You know, the background is killing me. Why would I rather steal meat from the pot than kill my mom? I think it's because... I love my mom too much. Like, she doesn't deserve to die.
Okay.
Especially at my hands. And she born me.
Do your siblings deserve to suffer from one less piece of meat?
Absolutely. My siblings... y'all deserve that. If they're watching the video, absolutely, I'm going to take that chicken.
Considering they're the best people in the world, let's say they're not your siblings, for example. Mm. They're stealing from a global pot. Like, people in...
Global pot.
Mm-hmm, people are starving all over the world. Asia, Africa.
And I still Europe. Need... Oh, I see what you're doing. It's a bit utilitarian, isn't that? You're trying to ask, what is it, the majority over the one? Kind of, basically. Kind of, yeah. But, I'll still steal that meat from the pot.
Yeah, I would do that as well.
Yeah, so you're right. I agreed from the start anyway. Yeah,
you tried to be difficult, innit?
Yeah, I just wanted to. I wanted to make it hard. So there's obviously a spectrum of good and bad. But... You said something before that brought me on to the next thing I wanted to say. So good and bad depends on society. It depends on the people.
I also wanted to say it also depends on the society that you're living in. Like, in some societies, let's say if you're going to the Amazon rainforest, right? These men, they probably commit incest. We see that as a, what the heck? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To them, that's a norm.
Oh, yeah. So to them, that's a norm.
Here, I swear it's even a crime.
It
probably is a crime.
Yeah.
So, like, it also depends on the society that you're living in, so...
Yeah. So people over there, they think that incest and stuff is calm.
I'm not saying that people in the Amazon rainforest commit incest.
Okay, but let's say in a hypothetical like world hypothetical, where incest is so common. Like, that's what
I know it happens somewhere in the world.
Yeah, I like that. That's what they say about Texas. Was it Alabama?
So it's Ohio. Alabama. Yeah. Southern states.
Southern states of America. Yeah. Let me not say what I was going to say before people come for me. But yes, in fact, you're correct, because it depends on the society. So in that sense, it's subjective, in a sense that something on one side of the world can be completely different to something on the other side of the world. Like, we could have completely opposing views. Like, I don't want to use this example. Let me not.
No, but are you able to say that what they're doing is wrong?
Me personally, yeah. I'll say, I can't say what they're doing is wrong or what they're doing is right.
Do you think anyone can?
I think there's already an answer that has already said that. I think at the point of, like, the point the world was established, I think morality was one of the natural laws that was established at a point, like, that the world was conceived. So I feel like, and it's, I feel like every single situation possible, the right answer has already been given as to whether this is right or whether this is wrong.
Carla, you said a lot of words. I'm just comprehending.
Okay.
World was conceived. Laws of morality.
See.
Set by who?
Dios.
Hmm?
God.
Okay, so it goes back to religion.
I forget that you speak Spanish, you know. Just a little bit. So, but yeah.
Un poco.
You said
un poco. Un poquito.
Un poquito. Claro que sí. But yeah, I do believe that there's an ultimate being, whether that be God.
See, it all goes back to religion.
It doesn't necessarily. God and religion are not the same. Believing in a higher power is different to religion. Like, I like to say, God is for everyone. Religion is for the community, if that makes sense.
God is for everyone. Religion is for the community.
Mm. Or, like, God is personal, but religion is for the community.
Okay, I hear that.
Does that make sense? Yeah. So it's like, there's a higher power who created everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, be that God or whatever people want to believe it is, but at that point that the universe was conceived, morality was installed into the universe.
Okay, was it not like given to us through books, through the Bible,
perchance, possibly. But
and people lived their lives according to that.
Yeah,
all through people who preach, who like live through God's words and from God's messages.
So what are you trying to say?
I don't know. I'm speaking.
We're actually at a point in the conversation where I actually don't know where we're going with this right now. But where did we come from that we can pick up the conversation from there? We came from... How did we get
to talking about religion? I feel like we just came about subjectivity.
Because you argue that good and bad is subjective. Yeah. I understand what you mean by, like, it's subjective in human eyes, but... Overall, there's an objective morality, like there's an objective good.
I feel like you're looking at it as a micro, like in our society, yes, there's to me and you, there's a objective good and bad.
That's not what I'm
but
saying.
Everyone, if someone looking at every society, like there isn't one thing that is good.
Yeah,
like,
but that's not what I'm saying.
What are you trying to
say? Saying what you want me to say, but that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that overall, like, cool, this is the world.
Mm.
All of this in the atmosphere, in the stratosphere, like...
No, finish. Let me cook.
All of this in the atmosphere is the objective morality, but the world is subjective. Simply because humans are fallible and we're always going to debate on what is good and what is not good. But I just find it strange how there are so many things that we can actually genuinely agree on that is good. Like, there's actually a future question
coming... The laws.
Huh?
Like the laws, no?
Some laws, like Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Mm-hmm.
What did you mean by that? Do you believe that's objective? Did I say that?
That's what you implied.
I implied that the Universal Declaration of Human Rights is objective. Where was I going with what I was saying?
Because you said there's laws that we can agree on.
Yeah. I'm not saying that it's objective, but it's like, it's just something that we all agree that everyone should have. Maybe because I didn't study politics, I'm not really knowledgeable of the reality of the sitch. Maybe what you need to do is educate me. I really would like for you to do that.
As I always say, like I said last time, I feel like things like the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, even just human rights as a standard generally, like globally, is quite very Western
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so what landed?
There are some things that, like, for example, obviously I'm not knowledgeable on certain things, so I'm not gonna talk too much
about. Yeah, exactly. I don't wanna talk on things
like,
I don't know.
In some cultures or some religions, like, some things are okay,
mm-hmm.
and the people in that state or the people in that community mm-hmm. are contesting that.
Mm-hmm.
But because of this objective
from the West
perception of rights is like, yeah, you can't do this based on what they believe to be right. Yeah. That's not fair.
Yeah, like, we don't need your laws here. Damn.
That was a lot. Did you do sociology by any chance?
No,
she did it. No. Why? What is your obsession with
sociology?
Sorry,
I just found that the subject very interesting.
Why didn't you do sociology at uni?
I love money more. I love money more. Yeah, economics is my way. Economics. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Sociology is interesting.
That was a fantastic answer.
You know, I literally say that in all interviews. Maybe that's why I don't get any internships. But move on swiftly.
Lordy, lordy.
Yeah, fair enough.
In hindsight,
yeah. It was on the sunset. I always have to say the truth because it's the right thing to do. It's objectively good. Right? It's objectively good.
Honestly, circling back to the back.
Yes,
to the
question. It's objectively good. Right, to always tell the truth. Shouldn't lie in your CV, shouldn't lie. Yeah.
Are you speaking from experience?
Oh, no.
Why did you have to think about it?
I don't lie in my CV.
Why
not?
Do you get it? Abdullah, is it good to lie on your CV?
Have you ever lied on your CV?
Excuse me.
No. Since you, there's objectively good things and objectively bad things.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the question.
No. There's object. No, don't you find lying objectively bad?
Yes.
And have you ever lied?
I don't lie, you know. Fix all your faces. I don't lie. 2 seconds later, I'm gonna come back and tell you the truth. I can't find it in me to lie. Like, I can't.
So then you do lie.
What is your problem?
Your conscience is telling you, you know, I should correct what I've done wrong.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of conscience, does our conscience tell us what is good and what is bad?
Yes.
Or is it learned behavior? Freud.
Learned behavior, as in whatever you're doing is just.
No, like, we learn from our parents, we learn from school, we learn from our environment, what good and bad is.
It's 100% learned. Because,
but you just said that we learn from our conscience, so why are you contradicting yourself?
Our conscience isn't just like it doesn't know everything, it has to learn from society or norm.
The beliefs of our parents and the people around us.
That's it.
40 marks.
I'm trying to think about my daily life.
Take your time.
My daily life, if I was to do something wrong.
Mm.
Whose thoughts, whose beliefs, whose...
Yeah, whose voice is in your head when you do something wrong? Hey, whose voice is in my head? Part of me thinks it's my own voice, but I feel like my voice is like a compilation of like...
Yeah. Well,
my mom,
say, yeah.
The Bible, because I'm Christian, yeah.
Yeah.
And like what the school... School. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about it. Because the way they make you believe that some things are bad and some things are good is scary.
Like what?
Like, how, I'm not going to name drop the school, but like, your skirt should be a specific length. As if it's a crime that your skirt is short. Yeah. As if it's a crime.
Yeah.
And it's like, as we've come into uni now, I can wear my skirt up. More time, I don't even need to wear a skirt. I can wear what I want to wear. And it's like, no, who going to beat me up?
It's
like,
true, yeah. I mean, I was going to say, like, school also socializes us, as well as our parents. But you know how we spend most of our time. Well, we're in uni now, but back in the day, we used to spend hours at school, right?
Yeah, too long.
Exactly, hours at school. I feel like we spent the majority of our day at school than at home. Am I lying? Yeah, we did that. So, like, whilst we're there, we're learning, we're picking up things from our friends. We're essentially getting socialized by everyone else around us, telling us what is right, what is wrong.
So, what is good and what is bad is based on socialization.
I'd say, yeah.
100%.
I'd say so, yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Because social, like, the way you're socialized is that essentially tells you, essentially, like, makes up your belief system of what you believe is right or wrong.
If I'm brought up, if I'm socialized in a religious home, right?
Yeah.
Then in my daily life, if I commit a sin, or if I'm thinking about committing a sin in my head,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'll be told, you know, this is a sin, you shouldn't be doing this.
Mm-hmm. Damn. And that's because of socialization. I don't know what it is, but like socialization makes me think it's just humans. But at the same time, like religious beliefs and stuff is like is a part of socialization.
Yeah.
So what is good and what is bad is completely a product of what we pick up from other people. Cool. Let's say the world is blank and empty right now.
Mm-hmm.
Adam and Eve.
Mm.
if I use a religious example, that's gonna contradict what I'm trying to say. But like Neanderthals, the first like human beings that can stand up straight are walking around. They can't even communicate with each other unless they're grunting. beginning now, how do they first get what is right and wrong? Because socialization is linear.
Yeah.
We get it from the people before us and the people before us. But, like, who's the first people? Let's pretend not Adam and Eve. Because, like, answering the question of religion is very easy, but not everyone is religious. So where would they say, like, that notion of good and bad comes from?
Well, I think, in my opinion, if you're taking it back to the basics of human nature, good, right, like, actually happy and sad. Let's say binary, right? 0 and 1. 0 and 1.
Happy and sad.
Happy and sad.
Okay, cool.
We want to do stuff that makes us happy, and I think that'll make us... I think I'm actually... I don't know about this point. We'll do things that want to make us happy, right?
Okay.
And we'll perceive that as good.
Okay.
Things that make us sad.
So good is what makes us happy, and bad is what makes us sad. Mm,
but as soon as another person comes into play,
mm-hmm.
then you're able to, you know how it makes another person feel and...
That makes so much sense. Let me just reiterate it in the way that I understand. Like, if we were in our solidarity, like just me by myself, what is good is what will make me happy, and what is bad is what will not make me happy until other people come into the equation, and it's like what is good to me can be harmful to someone else. So then that's when morality and goodness and badness begin to shift and change.
Mm-hmm.
So morality and what is good and what is bad is... morality is changing.
Yeah.
It changes.
But at the same time, let's say in a world where there's two people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good and bad, bad and good.
Mm.
Let's say I hit you. Me and you were the two people in this world. Oh, okay.
Well, let's say you hit me.
Yeah, my bad.
Right.
Don't forget you die.
What did you just say?
No, nothing.
I'm gonna watch this back. I'm gonna hear everything that you're whispering into that mic.
Let's say you were to hit me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that made me sad.
Yeah.
But you laugh like you are right now, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Technically, that's good for you.
Yes.
That's bad for me.
Okay.
So then, how do we come to an agreement?
Wow, it's true. That's another thing. Is the action itself bad, or is it the consequences?
Mm.
Thank you, Reed. Thank you, Reed.
Is the action because itself bad?
Hitting you is good for me.
That's a consequence.
It's bad for you.
That's a consequence because of the context of the situation.
So you're teleological in your approach.
Yes, if you'd care to expand in the definition of teleological.
Teleological is like consequentialism in a sense that you focus more on the results rather than the action themselves. People who are deontological in their approach focus more on the action rather than the consequences. So when you're talking about... So I'm more I'm more deontological because when you said, what about murder and self-defense, for me I'm focusing on the act of murder, you're focusing on the situation
first. I'm more consequential guy.
Because
I'm thinking, let's say you do something good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but you know Mr. Beast, who does all of this,
my brother tells me about him all the time.
He gave like 10,000 blind people the chance to see or something. He gave shoes to children in Africa. People are saying that he's basically exploiting these children to make content and to make money, but they look at the end result, right?
Yeah.
Thousands of people's lives are getting changed.
Yeah.
So, you know, is he bad or is he good? the action, would you say? Let's say he is exploiting them for views.
Okay.
But the end result, yeah. But the end result is like millions of kids in Africa or Asia lives being changed.
But do you know what question we need to ask before that? What? Whether the actions people take, like, whether the actions people take decide whether they are good or not. Just because people, just because someone does bad things, does that mean that they are bad?
That is a good question.
Because, like, what if I'm, like, the sweetest person and I'm just, like, really, really nice, but, like, I'm homeless and I don't...
You have to do stuff to survive. You have to do stuff. You have to do stuff to survive.
Yeah, and I have to steal and I have to kill and I have to do all that just so I can feed myself and my family because I love them so much and I'm such a sweet person.
That's true, you know.
Does that mean I'm bad or does that mean I'm good?
You're bad for the good reasons. I'm confused myself.
I'm bad for the good reason. I'm bad for good reasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just, I'd say it's just justifiable.
So I'm still a bad person though?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's just the circumstance. The game's the game. You get, the game's the game. You don't like the phrase, the game's the game.
Yeah. Not really well. I'm going to have to firm it.
Seriously? Why not? You don't like, why don't you like the game's the game?
I just don't really like you much, Abdullah. Oh. Yeah. But, you know, that's a conversation for after this episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Back to my question, perchance. So if morality is constantly changing, because I believe there's an objective morality, so therefore I feel like morality is different to what is good and what is bad.
Wait, sorry, can you repeat that again?
I believe morality is different to what is good and what is bad, because up till now, what, how many minutes into the video, we've been using morality and goodness and badness interchangeably. But I don't think they're interchangeable.
Why not?
Because I feel like good and bad is something for this world, but morality is something greater than that. And I don't think, I think good and badness comes from our understanding of what morality is, but I don't think they're the same thing.
Do you know the exact definition of morality?
No. Should we find it?
Yes, please.
Absolutely. I was in fact going to even ask you.
Because the way I think of morality is always like moral compass, good or bad. So I know that they're different, but you know, the intricacies, the fine details.
Somebody's talking.
I'm going to say three statements.
I'm barren.
Morality, principles concerning the distinction between right and wrong, or good and bad behavior.
Okay, hold on, let me say that. In principles concerning the distinction between right and wrong, or good and bad behavior.
Yeah, a particular system of values and principles of conduct.
Like laws. Ooh, you economics students, you're struggling with all those words. If you see the confusion,
I like we're not halfway through the second one.
The first one is about the principles and the distinction.
Yeah.
And the second one she was talking about was basically, hold on, suddenly I forgot it. Oh, laws.
Okay.
I don't think a system.
More laws is. Yeah. I don't think that's the right one. Isn't that basically the same as the first one when you're looking at the difference between the two?
Okay, you ate.
Yeah, I like.
You're seeking attention. You want to break my mic?
It was an accident, my bad. I'll do better.
Cool. So why did you ask for the definition of morality?
Because I feel like, you know how there's some words, right? The exact definition is different to what we think it is.
But
this one is pretty much the same. Like, what's the third one again? The extent to which the right and wrong words
are different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's actually what I thought morality was, because I always thought, like, if I'm a moral person, like, moral compass, good, bad. If I do something good, like, there's something that I would do that is good, something that I do is bad. And that's all that matters when it comes to morality.
So,
is that not the same with you?
So, as in, you have to say that again.
No, I was essentially saying the difference between good or bad is what I think morality is. Do you think?
No, I don't agree. Sí, mami, tú tienes que decir algo this time. Do you have something to say?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You said that morality is what you thought it was because it's like good and bad. That said right and wrong. Do you think good and bad is the same as right and wrong?
So So now we have morality.
I mean, go, we have if you go to Google, bad,
and we have right and wrong. Right. Google can't tell you the answers to everything.
No, but a synonym of right is good.
Is it? Okay, just because they're synonyms, does that mean they're the same thing? Maybe they're like in the same concept. Mm-hmm. They have the same, you know, notion, but are they the same thing? That's why I believe.
Sorry, because I was just thinking, about the example you mentioned about like self-defense and stuff. He was saying, obviously, like killing someone is bad, but you can still say that's a bad, but in that situation, it's the right thing to do.
She ate. Cool, so Evan, you absolutely landed upon a point that's just too good, which is that an action can be wrong, but it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I agree. I changed my stance on that. Because
cool, so there's another
like, it isn't good to kill.
What is good and bad, bro?
What is
good and bad?
What do you think good and bad is?
I think good, because some people, it's called the naturalistic fallacy, where people, but this is going to be unpacked in a further episode, where some people equate good to a thing. Like, people equate good to happiness. Did you just move the mic again after I banned you?
Oh, no, I forgot. Sorry, I have short-term memory loss. Anyways, yeah.
After this. Yeah, people equate what is good to happiness, mm-hmm. for example. But that's a fallacy because, can I be bothered to talk about this?
Mm-hmm.
Should I?
Yes.
It's a fallacy because of the open question argument, which is that, why are your eyes so wide?
No, I'm...
because of the open question argument, which is that if I can't ask whether something is good, then it's a problem. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Because like, for people who believe that goodness is the same thing as happiness, I can say, okay, eating chocolate 24/7 makes me happy. But according to people who believe that goodness is equal to happiness, they will say eating chocolate 24/7 is good. But I should be able to ask, although eating chocolate 24/7 makes me happy, is it good? So that means basically equating happiness to goodness is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of the day, all I've done now is just give you like a philosophy lecture.
No, yeah.
So I don't know where to go from there. I think what I was trying to say is that I was going to say goodness is what makes you happy, but it's not.
Okay.
Goodness, it has to be more than that.
Yeah, yeah. To according to today's society, goodness is... I'd say something that makes, like, you're considered a good person if you do good for other people. Would you not agree?
If I do good for other
people? If you're nice to other people, if you're, you know, if you're good and nice.
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah, they'll say you're a good person because you're good to other people.
Okay.
So, okay, cool. I feel like what we've done is that we've been too focused on morality.
Mm.
Like, goodness can actually just be something completely separate to morality. Like, why can't goodness just be goodness? If that makes sense.
Mm. Wait, can I ask you a separate question?
Absolutely.
Is there such a thing as a selfless act? Because everything that you do, technically, can be for yourself. Giving charity, yeah, helps other people.
You feel
exactly.
Good about yourself. Is there such thing as a selfless?
Deep in it.
Everyone is selfish. Hobbes was right. Everyone is nasty, brutish, and short.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Hobbes, he was onto something there. Maybe it was a bit exaggerated, I'll be real, but he was onto something. Human beings are wicked.
Okay.
Human beings are wicked and bad.
Naturally.
And I feel like, huh?
You'd say naturally.
Not naturally, no.
Because don't we always like
I
tend to look
capitalism.
Out for ourselves? Don't you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I feel like if we didn't live in a capitalist world, I don't think people would be as wicked and bad. I feel like people are wicked and bad because they want to win, like they want to gain something, they want to be seen in a specific glory. But if everyone was just living just because, like, we just want to get by, not because we want to be at the top.
True, but
I think
isn't there an argument to say that things wouldn't get done if there wasn't a capitalist or an entrepreneur who was, you know...
Why do things need to be done?
So everyone can
Why can't
strive,
we just live to
like,
survive?
let's say the development of flipping social media of different threads and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Well, why do we need that? We only need that because of the capitalist society.
You're right.
Other than that, we can just live and just bake and be swapping things.
Can be some stuff that like betters us as a society. For example, investment into science and technology and medicines, right? If it wasn't an entrepreneur who actually invested in a medicinal company, blah, blah, blah,
right.
You wouldn't have longer life expectancies.
I personally feel like, why do humans need to be alive? Like, why do we need to live?
What's the point of life?
Yeah, but that's a, question for another day. But can we focus on the issue at hand, please?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I love, rude of you.
Your question was what is good and bad, and you came and you thought you were the best.
Okay, same.
we can talk about this run around in circles forever,
mm-hmm.
but it's like I don't know. It's hard because I personally don't think goodness and badness is equal to morality. Exactly, that's why I was going with this. I wanted to say that like something that is good doesn't have to be right. Doesn't have to be good in terms of morality. I think something can just be good.
What doesn't it has to be like a right and wrong?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be right or wrong. Like goodness doesn't have to be completely opposite to bad.
Can you give me an example of an action?
It doesn't even have to be an action.
Okay.
It can be a feeling. It can be a thought. It could be a concept. It could be a colour, you know?
But I feel like there's always something associated to it. Like, let's say I'm such a weird person. Okay, let's say I farted in the room, right? Silently, right? Cool. I'm thinking I got away with it.
Okay.
That's good.
For you.
Yeah, but is it right?
What? No, but you completely aired my line of conversation. That's nothing to do with what I'm saying.
But you're saying that there's only good, right?
I'm not saying
there has to be like right or wrong associated with it.
Yeah.
So like there's a thought or feeling that can just be good, like nothing wrong, nothing right, nothing, mm-hmm. no judgment.
I'm feeling good today. It doesn't have anything to do with morality.
That's more about you, though. Like feeling.
Yeah.
So like I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling... That's always going to be objective.
Because remember the question, what is good and what is bad?
Okay, yeah.
I didn't say anything to do with morality.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
That's just the direction that we took it in, which is okay.
So, depends on the person? Like, it depends on...
Yeah. What is good and what is bad? Some people can argue that they're just words. They're just letters. I mean,
English language is a language created mm-hmm. by... people who have feelings about what is wrong. Okay, yeah, I've had my limit of intellectual speaking. My mind is... Yeah.
After that, I see that. Let's close up the video. Guys, thank you. Thank you so much for tuning into this crazy and chaotic episode of The Things You Cannot Touch with Abdullah. It was so great to have you.
It's been an honor.
I really enjoyed the conversation. Hopefully, everyone behind or within the camera, outside the camera. Hopefully, other people enjoy the video as well. Get his Instagram, get his YouTube channel especially, and things of that nature. And yeah, guys, I'll see you in the next one.
Go to lectures to sleep.
At least I go to lectures.
I think I said in my Cambridge interview, and probably that's why... It didn't work out.
No. That's granted why you got rejected.
But at the same time...
No, well, help me find a word.
It's oscillating. It's Prince Harry. Have you guys heard, like, Prince Harry's audiobook where he said his dick was oscillating?
His what? Where are we flying out to you next? Portugal.
Still haven't been to Spain with you.
Yeah, we need to go to Spain. Yeah. When you're ready,
mm-hmm.
I'll rise. I like to give people backstory when they come. Because I just feel like black people can talk about philosophy as well. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, the people that are always citing in always academics is, like, white men. Yeah. And it's, like, black girls can talk about philosophy. Mm-hmm. Black boys can talk about philosophy. Black mm-hmm. people can talk about philosophy, like, you know? And it's an intellectual conversation.